This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, one of the leaders of the investigation into the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last year, said Sunday that Donald Trump engaged in the most serious misconduct of any U.S. president in history by inciting the mayhem and then refusing for more than 3 hours to call off the rioters. Trump is broadly hinting at another run for the White House in 2024, but Cheney, the vice chairperson of the Congressional Investigative Committee, told CNN's State of the Union show on Sunday that, in her words, there's no doubt in my mind he's unfit for elected office. She said he should never be close to the Oval Office again. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Cheney said Trump's failure to act quickly on January 6th was a dereliction of duty.
From what we know, the facts are indisputable that while the Capitol was being attacked by a mob sent by Donald Trump, armed, Donald Trump would not tell them to go home for over 187 minutes. That is a dereliction of duty like we have never seen before.
Trump has criticized the 9-member panel investigating his actions as thugs and hacks. Those are his terms. Trump has also criticized several of his former aides for turning against him and testifying about what they saw in the White House on the day of the riot. In Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro kicked off his candidacy for re-election at a party event in Rio de Janeiro with a speech focused on God, guns, and family, as the right-wing leader attempted to claw back the commanding lead established by his main rival, former President Lula da Silva. The nomination comes as the president continues to launch baseless attacks on the reliability of the nation's electronic voting system. VOA News. There's no containment of a destructive wildfire near Yosemite National Park that's grown into one of California's biggest blazes of the year and forced thousands of residents to flee the remote mountain communities. Some 2,000 firefighters are battling the Oak Fire, contending with steep terrain and hot weather. A spokeswoman for Russia's foreign ministry said Sunday that Russian missiles destroyed military infrastructure Saturday in the Ukrainian port of Odessa, a site that's vital for the export of Ukrainian grain. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Maria Zakharova posted in her Telegram account, caliber missiles destroyed military infrastructure in the port of Odessa with a high-precision strike. Russia earlier had denied any involvement in the Saturday strike that came a day after Russia and Ukraine had signed agreements allowing Ukraine to ship millions of tons of grain out of its Black Sea port. It was not immediately clear what caused the reversal of facts from a Russian official. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky blasted Russia for jeopardizing the deal. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed a similar sentiment in a statement issued late Saturday. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden is feeling better days after testing positive for coronavirus. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that report.
Dr. Ashish Jha says the 79-year-old president is getting rest and had a good weekend so far.
He's doing better, thankfully, because he's vaccinated, boosted, getting treated.
Biden continues taking the oral antiviral Paxlovid. It's unclear who gave him COVID. He tested positive Thursday.
He's been meeting with people. He's been meeting with Americans. And so it's going to be very difficult to trace back and figure out who gave it to him.
The president could resume his schedule Wednesday if he tests negative. So far, no one close to him has tested positive.
17 people have been identified as having been a close contact. None of them have tested positive.
Dr. Jha spoke on Fox News Sunday. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis has landed in Canada, beginning a fraught visit to apologize to Indigenous peoples for abuses by missionaries at residential schools. The trip is a key step in the Catholic Church's efforts to reconcile with Indigenous communities and help them heal from generations of trauma. Francis flew from Rome to Edmonton, Alberta. His welcoming party included Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And a top story this hour, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, one of the leaders of the investigation into the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, has criticized former President Donald Trump for engaging in serious misconduct. That's her term. Marissa Milton, VOA News.